Pricing Solutions podcast, where we discuss news, articles, and exchange opinions and ideas on different pricing topics. We will be talking about pricing strategy today. Joining us today is Paul Hunt, President of Pricing Solutions. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Ron.
So we just talked about what makes a good pricing strategy. And what are some of the innovations on pricing strategy that have caught your eye?
There's a lot more pay for performance, generate results, and we'll share in the benefits. Or if you don't get the benefits, then you're not going to be charged. So an example would be in the aviation industry. We've seen a company that has developed a tire that actually weighs less. It gets more landings than the next best alternative. And as a way of assuring customers that they'll actually receive the benefits and giving the manufacturer the opportunity to capture a much better price, they're charging on a per landing basis. Mm-hmm. So they're saying, we're not selling you tires, we're selling you landings. And so rather than charge you 100% premium for our tire because it gets twice as many landings, we're going to charge you on a per landing basis. So if you don't use the tire, you don't have to pay. But if you use it, then you pay and we get to share in more of the economic benefit.
Right.
And that's proven to be very successful because usage has been very high.
Right.
But it reduces risk for the customer because if they don't use it, then they don't pay. Recently in professional sports, we've seen professional baseball franchises now where what they're doing is they're having a much more dynamic approach to pricing. It's not just the same price for the same seat every game. It depends based on the quality of the team that's coming. If it's the New York Yankees or the Boston Red Sox, then there's higher prices. If it's a team in division, then it's higher pricing. If it's a team out of division, it's lower pricing. If a team's record is they're doing very well, trending very well, then there's more dynamic pricing. If they're doing very poorly, then there's lower pricing. So that has really improved revenues for a number of organizations and been an excellent way of trying to use price as a lever for driving more profitability and more demand. And, we see as well, I really like the approach that we see for search engine optimization. You see that you've got the opportunity to price based on how valuable a word is to you. And if you pay more, then you're going to get a better position. And so it's connected directly to value. It leads to a substantial bidding, and it's obviously made Google very, very profitable. So I think those are some of the methodologies that I like. Not every company has the opportunity to do that. Some companies you have, a product that is perhaps, going out to consumers, there's not an opportunity necessarily to charge them per use or per trial, things like that. But then in terms of innovation, what we really want to see is, have we really done the pricing research necessary to understand the value? Do we have the right pricing strategies across different channels? For example, in the hotel industry, we've seen companies like Marriott set an internet pricing policy, where you'll get our lowest prices on our internet site. And that's innovative in the sense that it creates clarity amidst a lot of confusion, whereas other companies don't have that. And as a result, customers are baffled as to where they can go to get the best prices.
So, Paul, sum up pricing strategy for us.
Okay, so Ron, you know how in real estate, the key word to real estate is location, location, location?
Right.
In pricing strategy, it's the four C's, the four C's, the four C's. Mm-hmm. If you have insight into those, then you will develop a great pricing strategy because it becomes obvious as to what needs to be done. If you don't have good insight into those, then it becomes a tremendous struggle. Most companies have pretty good cost information, so they develop cost-based pricing strategies. Yeah. And as a result, they lose out all the opportunity of the value they're creating, because if you have great customer insight and great competitive insight, you can develop a value-based pricing strategy. A lot of companies, they have good competitive information but not good customer information, so they've developed a competitive-based pricing strategy. But it's that addition of the customer and understanding capacity utilization or conditions that truly allows you to optimize your pricing and capture the full potential that you can. And that's where you drive companies that do that. They get that extra 1%. They get to invest that money in innovation and in their people. And as a result, they continuously succeed.
All right, Paul, thanks for summing up pricing strategy for us. And thank you for listening to the Pricing Solutions podcast. You can also find us through LinkedIn on the Pricing Solutions Club or on Twitter at pricing_experts. You're listening to the Pricing Solutions podcast. For more information or if you have any questions you would like us to talk about, please go to www.pricingsolutions.com.